Who has believed in our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up the infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He was the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we were healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us have turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before us, the shearers is silent. So he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. He who can speak of his descendants, for he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people, he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor there was any deceit in his mouth, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes him the life of guilt of offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life, be satisfied by his knowledge. My righteous servant will justify many. He will bear our iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great. He will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many, made intercessions for the transgressors.
God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that he had been made. In him was life, and that light was in the light of men. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness does not understand it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men may believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him, and the world did not recognize him. He came to which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This is he who I said, he who comes after me, who has surpassed me because he is before me. For the fullness of his grace we have all received, one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him as known." The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with the water was that he may be revealed to Israel." Then John gave his testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who has sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you have seen the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God."
Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people. Rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
Before we have one more reading, which will be kind of by way of invitation, good morning. I hope you enjoy this week of Christmas, a time to be with family and friends and to eat too much. I know there is anticipation of presents this week. I was informed last Wednesday that it was 1 week till Christmas Eve, and now it's only 3 days. An exciting time. Some already have presents, puppies, red cowboy boots that are with us today. Not the puppy, but the boots. But it is a wonderful time. And tonight, as Rob mentioned, we will have our young people involved in our Christmas program. And it will be, we will read and reenact, if you will, the story, the traditional Christmas story from Matthew and Luke. So this morning our readings have been about Jesus and the prophecy of his coming and the purpose of his coming and what his coming did for us. That God was with us and we beheld God's glory, that Jesus came and gave his life for us, that we might have hope not in this world only, but certainly in the world to come. That he bore our burdens and our sins and that we are healed. And that we look forward to the day when Jesus reigns and all will be made new and all will be perfect and all will rest on him and he will be our light. That in a world of darkness, Jesus came as the light and still sheds light for us. And that is the blessing. Not just that his birth was miraculous, not that he was born in a manger, and he was, and those are significant about the humility, but the purpose is that God himself, God the Son, became flesh and lived among us and gave his life as a sacrifice that you and I might be children of God and heirs of eternal life. I want to read the words of Jesus himself from the book of Revelation. If you have a red letter edition, these are words in Revelation that are in red, because as John enters into heaven, here's what John sees, and these are the words of the Lamb. "Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star." Jesus is coming soon. Are you prepared? If not, his invitation, his sacrifice is for you. Come while we stand and sing.